This is Ronald Coleman, inviting you to radio's most dramatic half hour, Favorite Story. We've been telling a variety of tales on this series, stories of love and mystery and imagination and a comedy or two. We thought it was high time we brought you an Irish tale, something from the great storehouse of Celtic legends, a yarn filled with leprechauns and love. So we asked an authority, Academy Award winner Barry Fitzgerald of the Irish Abbey Theatre. Mr. Fitzgerald chose as his favourite story an old folk tale which has been handed down through generations. The story of a lad and a colleen and the little people. We asked Mr. Fitzgerald exactly who the little people were. Fallen angels, he said, who were not good enough to be saved, nor bad enough to be lost. Who took great pleasure in feasting and dancing, but above all, in the lilt of a Gaelic song. And all the old beautiful tunes of Ireland, it is said, are merely the music of the little people, caught up by those who have ears to hear. Barry Fitzgerald's favourite story is called Jamie Freel. And to play Jamie, we've recruited another veteran of Dublin's Abbey Theatre, the young RKO star, Sean McGlory. So sit back, close your eyes, we're off to a land of magic, as we bring you Jamie Freel.
It's meself, Mother. Now sit down there and make your apron big. It's Saturday night and I'm wanting to pour me week's wages into your lap.
Oh, the blessings of God and all the angels on you, Jamie. It's a sad widow woman I'd be if I didn't have you for the fine son you are.
No, I'll not be listening to compliments, Mother. There you are now.
Oh, and here's a halfpenny for you, lad, for tobacco.
I'm thanking you, Mother.
All the neighbours say me Jamie is the best son that was ever known or heard of.
Oh, do they now? But there are some of our neighbours whose opinion I never heard tell of at all.
What neighbours, lad?
Neighbours who live very close indeed, but whom I've never yet seen. Neighbours you can only see when the moon's bright as gold, like it is this night.
Jamie, boy, no. Put that look out of your two eyes and the thought of it out of your mind.
When I passed the old ruined castle this night, I thought I saw strange lights in the windows of it. And, Mother... Mother, did you hear that now?
Oh, here I am, happy as the good sunshine on St. Martin's Day, and me fine lad starts in hearing sounds in the night.
Mother, come to the door. You can't help but hear that, Mother. It's the music of the little people.
No, Jamie.
Oh, Mother, don't be putting your hands to your ears now. You hear them too, clear as a lark singing in the heavens.
It isn't wisdom, Jamie. For a hard-working lad as is the pride of the village to be thinking of such as them, or to be lending his 2 years to listen to the likes of them.
And yet, Mother, it's them that knows about all the good things of the world. The feasting and the fighting, the making of love and the playing of beautiful music. It's them, too, that knows the secret of the buried crocks of gold. Wealth and riches as'll make the few pence I pour into your lap look poor indeed. Mother! Hand me cap. I'm away to the castle to seek me rightful fortune.
What? Would you venture there, lad? You that's this poor widow's one son. Don't be so venturesome and foolish, Jamie. They'll kill you. And then what'll come of me?
Oh, never fear, Mother, never fear. No harm will happen me. But I must go now.
Oh, listen to your mother, me darling, darling boy.
I am, I do, Mother. But it's the music of them that's calling me. Jamie, Jamie Freel, The greatest treasure of all your born days is waiting for you. Listen. Jamie. Jamie Freer. That's what they're saying. Can't you hear it, Mother? It's in the air as sure as the stars are in the sky.
Jamie, boy, don't. Oh, Jamie. Jamie!
Welcome, welcome, Jamie Freel.
It's the music of you I've been hearing, floating through the air like the green moonlight of a May night.
Like as not it was.
Tell me quick now, what do they call the likes of you? An elf?
Well...
Or a leprechaun, maybe? A will-o'-the-wisp, perhaps? A pixie? Pan are you, perhaps? You play the pipe.
Lad, we're of a generous and given nature. Call us what you like. It's your belief in us which is important, and never the name you call us.
How many of you little people are there now? One, two...
No,
three.
No, lad, don't count us now. If you go about one, two, three in us like so, you're likely to bewitch us. Tote us up like so many figures and we'd be changed into mortals. That'd be a sad, sad day indeed.
Well, I bid the top of the evening to all you little people, and it's happy I am to be laying eyes on you too. Well, are you not going to answer me?
Sure, it's common knowledge, lad, that the little people have not power of speech.
Oh.
Back in the days when gifts were being handed out, so much speech was given to mortal women that when it came to the little people, there was not enough left to go round. Ah, but they'd smile on you and cry tears for you and dance for you. I dance for you. But when there's speaking to be done, there's the likes of me who's a talking one.
Well, you called me this night. What is it you wish now?
Oh, we called you, did we? Did we now?
As sure as if you shouted me name from the crest of Bottle Hill.
Well, 'tis said that what a mortal hears depends a great deal on what he listens for. Ah, but here you be, Jamie Freel, and you may as well spend the moonlit evening lending us your strong right arm for our revels.
I'm with you, I'm with you. Jamie Freel's got a soul filled with adventure this night.
Ah, good, Jamie, good. Listen now, we're going to ride to a distant spot. To steal a young lady.
Oh.
A maiden with the burning beauty of a Grecian goddess in her, and whose two eyes are like starlight shining through raindrops.
Ah.
Will you ride with us, Jimmy Freel?
Aye, that I will, that I will.
We'll ride in a troop of horses as is the sons and daughters of the winged white horse of Kilkenny. Strap yourself well in the stirrups, boy, for this night we ride fast and far.
What place is this we're stopping at, little man?
Oh, questions, questions, questions. Jamie Freel, can you not speak in a simple declarative sentence now?
Well, it's so dark. Black and dour as the bottom of a bog hole.
Ah, there'll be some shy, accommodating moonbeams to shine on what we're waiting to see. Touch your hand to the door now, and tread softly, lad. Before you can say Bridget O'Halloran, you'll be seeing the face of the prize of this night.
Door. Oh, here it is. Oh. Such a face as a man dreams of belongs to the angels of heaven. As white as the snow that touches the top of the mountains. Her dewy lips puckered into a sad, dreamy smile. Oh, she's too beautiful to be real. Oh, to kiss the round red mouth of her. And to find out...
Hold on now, Jamie Freel. We didn't bring you along to fall in love with Miss Sleeping Beauty. It's our prize, she is.
Oh, for the love of all the saints, tell me, is she mortal? Does she exist? Or is she some tormenting dream in the moonbeams?
Ah, she's mortal right enough. And as beautiful a mortal as we could find.
What place is this, then? Oh, if you take me away from here itself, I'll come back to find her, though she's across every sea of the seven of them. Well, don't stand there, little man, giving me no heed. Is she an Indian maiden? Is this the North Pole or south of the China Seas? Is this an island we're on, or the great continent of New York? How far did we travel this night?
Ah, if you knew all the answer to those questions, lad, you'd no longer have an inquiring soul. And a man without an inquiring soul might as well be dead and 6 feet under.
Oh, come on, man, come on, tell me. How far did we travel this night? 100 miles, 1,000, 1,000,000?
Well, once when I was souring up a pail of milk, as was one of me duties in me younger days, I heard an old wife say that the little people could girdle the globe in a wink of an eye. Well, wink your eye, Jamie Freel, and let's try it, huh?
And leave this maid with the glory of every morning sunrise on the face of her?
Leave her? Certainly not. She's the prize of the evening, and we're taking her with us.
Are we near home, little man?
Near enough, lad. Whoosh! There goes Dublin. And whoosh! There's the Boyne River in the valley below. Rathmullen it is now. And Killybegs. And Tanny.
It's close to home we are right enough. Little man?
Yes, Jamie, lad?
You've all had your turn at carrying the young lady. Would you do me the favor of letting me hold her for a bitty?
Aye, Jamie, you may take your turn at carrying her, to be sure, to be sure. Here, hold tightly, lad.
Oh, girling, girling. When you open your eyes, it's the face of Jamie Free you'll be seeing. There's me mother's house below now. Goodbye to you now, little people. Goodbye.
Come back, Jamie Freel. Is that the way it reaches? Come back.
Mother, quick, wake up now.
Jamie, where have you been all this night? It's worried to death I've been about you. Oh, what's that you're carrying in your two arms? Oh,
mother, there's no time for questions or answers now. Hurry up and get me a handful of rice and barley to throw to the night wind.
The little people are after chasing you.
Right on me heels they are.
I'll throw the rice and barley. Quick now, lad. You sprinkle sand on the doorstep. That'll make them keep their respectful distance.
The rice, mother, the rice. And the barley, too.
There now.
Ah.
There.
Ah. Jamie Freel, you have our lovely prize away from us. But you'll have no good of her, for we'll strike her deaf and dumb.
What?
What's that he's saying?
Deaf and dumb!
Deaf and dumb.
Ready for Act Two of Barry Fitzgerald's favorite story, an old Irish folktale called Jamie Freel. Sean McLaurie stars as Jamie, with Arthur Q. Bryan as the chieftain of the little people. The colleen with the glory of every morning sunrise on the face of her has been struck deaf and dumb by the little people. In Jamie's cottage, she sits in a chair by the fireplace, her eyes still closed. Jamie, with a heart full of love, looks at her and waits for her eyes to open.
Poor crater. She is a handsome one. No wonder they set their hearts on the little ones.
I had to bring her here, Mother. I had to. Surely you wouldn't have allowed me to let her go with them to be lost forever.
But she appears to be a fine lady, Jamie. How can a lady eat our poor diet and live in our poor way?
I'll work for her, Mother. I'll work for you both. Mother, her eyes, the young lady's eyes, they're opening. Oh. Hello, girling. Tis me, Jamie Freel. And this here is me mother, Maura Freel.
Oh, don't be trembling now.
Mother, she's trying to speak and cannot. Oh, girling, listen to me. The little people try to steal you, seeing as you're the most beautiful creature that ever is or was. But, oh, mother, she can't speak or listen like the little people said.
Oh, wish you, poor, sweet child. I'll get you me wool shawl. Do not be frightened now.
Oh, girling, I know not what corner of this wide world you're from, but I do know this. Each of your two eyes is like the whole blue vault of heaven. Oh, no, don't cloud them with tears now. Jamie Freel's here, and his right arm and his loving heart will do their best to protect you. Yes, yes, yes. Don't tear the door down. I'm coming.
There he is. Sammy, friend, this delegation from the village is here to see you and have words with you.
Well, here I am, then, to be seen. But that's no call to be pounding on me door so hard that the divil himself would rise up to be counted.
Where is she?
Where's who?
The foreign girl that's bewitching the whole countryside.
Take a bit to your tongue now, Barry O'Rourke. I'll not have you saying an evil word against a sweet young thing who can't even speak to defend herself.
The crops are failing. Every farmer man for 20 miles around will tell you so. The fishermen come back with empty nets. There's a fine fat curse in this village. And the alien girl you've got at your chimney corner, is it?
Crops have failed before, and it's many a time a net comes up empty without blaming a poor girl for it.
Poor girl, is she? She's a witch. We wouldn't mind so much if she was an Irish witch. But we'll have no heathen foreign witches in this village. Believe me, we won't, Jerry Fraser.
Get out of me house, all of you. Get out before I take an iron poker and smash in all your narrow little heads. Go on.
Listen to us, Jamie Fraser. Listen now. Send this girl away from our village, or we'll burn your house down around you.
Mother. Mother, I'll be bidding you goodbye now.
Jamie, boy. Don't you go.
Sure, I must, Mother, I must. I'll not have your own house burned down around you.
Where will you be traveling? When will you be coming home?
The girl and I, we're going to travel over the whole of this island of ours. She can't hear me or speak to me, and if she could itself, it's not our tongue she'd be speaking or understanding. But I'm going to show her Ireland, Mother. I'm going to show her the rich golden valleys and the bright waters. So that she too can become one of us. And then when we come back, maybe our neighbors will treat her more kindly.
Oh, let me kiss you, Jamie boy. Godspeed. The saints watch over you and send you back to me soon, Alana.
Up the hill with you, Colleen. Up, run, and let the lovely raven hair of your head stream behind you in the fingers of the wind. You're laughing, girlie. Oh, they can keep you from talking, yes, but they've found no way to keep happiness from you. You're laughing, and I have a happy and a warm feeling in me heart, too, like the sunshine on a spring morning. There now, there, the top of the hill. Look, girlie, look. Oh, but there. There, sure you must be thirsty in the sun high in the noonday heavens. Here you are, Colleen. A drink of water from the wishing well of Glengorham. Sip it easy now, and the wishes that are hidden in your heart will come true. I'll hold your hand, girling, so you don't drink too rapid-like. For the water of this well, even when the sun shines on its stones, is so clear and cold, it'll shake the very teeth in your head. Listen how deep it is. Oh, wishing well, wishing well. I want one thing only, this girl here, and the everlasting laughter and the love of her. Girling, there's so much I want to show you. The places Finn McCool, the great giant, walked in the days when there were giants in this land. The places the two great lovers of old, Diarmuid and Gráinne, went, and where they slept one night in a bed of heather on the slope of a hill in Connacht. I want to show you Connemara and the castle of the Pirate Queen. Oh, Chailín, have you seen enough of this land to know that you can never be a foreigner here so long as your own true love is with you? Oh, when you smile up at me that way,
I know there's a greater bridge than ever was made with words and hearing. Come, Gerling, I'm going back to the little people and ask them in the name of this love I have for you to take the enchantment off you. Stop your melody, little man. I've come to have a reckoning with you.
Oh, so it's you, Jamie Freel. Little people all, come have a look who's come a-visiting us.
I'll have none of your looking now or tricking.
Oh, he's getting real uppity like this, Jamie Freel. And him has played such a poor trick and stole the nice young lady from us. Where is she now, Jamie?
I left her at me mother's house. Why did you have to strike her deaf and dumb? And I haven't so many loving things to say to her. And all of them passing by our ears like the silent breezes of the nights.
Let's say perhaps there was a plan in it now.
A plan? Ah, speak plain now, little man. I've lost me patience with you long ago.
Oh, you mustn't do that. Once you lose a patience, it's very hard indeed to purchase another. Patience comes high these days. And very few village shops there are that keep a supply on their shelves.
But why did you do it now? This lovely child and her not able to say even what distant land she comes from.
Jamie, lad, say as how a crock of gold was lying around for anyone to pick up walking down a street, instead of being way at the end of the rainbow. A difficult place indeed to find, let me tell you now. What would be the value then of a crock of gold? A body'd prize it as much as sneezing into the wind.
What's all this talk to do with me and the girl?
Love's like a crock of gold, lad, only worth considerable more.
Don't you think now? Don't you think now I'm after knowing that for many a long, long day, little man?
Little people all, I'm thinking our lad here has reached the end of his rainbow. Perhaps we should tell him where to be digging.
Don't be speaking to me in riddles now, thwarting and tormenting me.
I'll speak right out, Jamie Freel. Go you now to the sacred river Boyne, and take you by the light of the full moon 3 drops of water. Place 1 drop on each ear, and 1 drop on the red, red lips of your own true love, and the spell will be broken.
1 drop on each ear, and 1 drop on the red, red lips of her. Oh, little man, I'm thanking you from the bottom of me joyful heart. And I'm thinking that you planned it this way all along.
That we did, Jamie Freel, that we did. Ever since you were a wee lad. But we're after appreciating your complete belief in the likes of us. Where would we be now without it?
Mother, quick now, where's the maid?
Jamie, you're killed surely this time, me poor boy.
No, indeed, better luck than ever this time.
What's that you're carrying in the glass, lad?
3 drops of moonless water, mother. Enchantment-breaking water from the Boyne River.
Here's your colleen, Jamie. The face of her buried in her arms, crying her poor heart out.
Girling, let me look into your face. Oh, dry those tears from your blue eyes. For I've the magic liquid that'll make you speak, and make you be able to be hearing all the grand words I have trembling on me lips for you. God and all the saints willing, some day you'll learn to understand the tongue we speak. Hold the glass, mother. Hold it close here by the lovely face of her.
Jamie, lad.
1 drop on your right ear. 1 drop on your left ear. And 1 drop on the red, red lips of me own true love. Can you talk now, Gerling? Can you? What are the words you're going to speak to your Jamie? What are the first words that are going to fall from your lips? Oh, whatever language you speak, Gerling, speak it from your heart. Then I'll go to all the scholars of the land to get the translation of it.
Her lips are opening, Jamie.
Say it, Gerling. Say it.
Sure, and I love you, Jamie Freel.
Saints preserve.
Where did you get a brogue like that, Gerling? Oh, you've been watching the movement of me lips all these months now, and you mastered the way to speak it.
Oh, no, Jamie Freel. The distant land I'm from is Donegal, right here in the green hills of Ireland.
You've been listening to Jamie Freel, the favorite story of the world-famous actor Mr. Barry Fitzgerald. Do you doubt the existence of the little people? Well, after this program is over, go outside and listen. Do you think that's the wind whistling? Well, it may be, but if you listen hard enough, sure you may hear the music of the little people. At any rate, it's been a pleasure to bring you this Irish tale on our radio half hour. Our congratulations to the Abbey Theatre's Sean McGlory for his portrayal of Jamie, to all the members of our cast and orchestra, and to Jerome Lawrence and Robert E. Lee who dramatized this delightful legend. Next week, we have something which is quite off the beaten track. An adventure by Herman Melville, the author of the great American novel Moby Dick. It's called The Strange Mr. Bartleby, and it promises to mystify, intrigue, and startle you. It was selected as the favorite story of the Universal International star and director, Robert Montgomery. When we bring you Bob Montgomery's favorite story, The Strange Mr. Bartleby, we hope you'll be listening.